Infinity Games Podcast.
Hello, Kelrix. Hello, listeners. Welcome to episode 28 of the Infinity Games Podcast, our Christmas special, coming to you on Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas, bitches.
Well, no, it's the Eve. Actually, we're recording this on Christmas Eve Eve.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. So, today on the podcast, this is our Christmas special. It's going to be rather quite a bit shorter than the others, we expect. And we're just going to share some of our video game Christmas memories with you. And before we get into that, if you want to share yours with us, because I'm sure we're going to say something and you're going to be like, damn, I got some way better shit than that. You know, let us know on our Twitter at @games_podcast or our Facebook at Infinity Games Podcast. And while I'm at it, check out our Instagram at Infinity Games Podcast, where we'll be posting nerdy shit through the Christmas break.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelrix.
Hey, Jukebox.
Hit me with a story.
Oh, I gotta go first?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, the first one, I have, like, the big one. Like, really big video game Christmas story, but I'll save that for the second one, because that one's more hype. The first one was, we went to a family reunion, and one of the guys was playing Kingdom Hearts, like, the whole time. Like, the first one on PS2.
Right.
And I was like, this shit looks all kinds of awesome. So, I, being a dumb, like, 9 or 10 year old kid and not realizing, oh, I want this game, it requires the console as well, I asked for Kingdom Hearts for Christmas. And my parents, being zero kinds of video game savvy, went to the store and grabbed the first thing that they saw that said Kingdom Hearts. Now, granted, I'm not complaining. My parents were always, like, we got spoiled. I've said that before in other podcasts. Like, I was spoiled rotten as a child. So, when I opened up presents and did the stocking and stuff on Christmas, I pull Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories on the Game Boy Advance. And I was like, what is this? And, yeah, Mom and Dad were just like, that's what you asked for. You wanted Kingdom Hearts. I was like, yeah, this isn't the one I... Because I was a shitty kid sometimes. I was like, well, this isn't the one I asked for, you know?
You fucked up, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, well, shit. And they were like, oh, well... And they were just kind of like, well, whatever. Like, you get what you get.
Right.
So, we were like, all right. So I was like, whatever. It's still a new video game. I'm still going to play it, right? So I pop in my Game Boy Advance and... I'm surprised as hell that it's, like, a card-based fighting game.
Right.
Right? So, like, I was like, this is very confusing, but, like, I played the shit out of it. I loved it. Today, that's one of my favorite Kingdom Hearts games. So, I mean, it all pretty well... It all turned out very much for the best.
So, hold on. Re-Chain of Memories. That's the Game Boy Advance one, right?
Re-Chain of Memories is the PS2 remaster that they released, like... 4 years later.
Oh.
It was just Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories.
Right. My bad.
Yeah. All good.
I remember you having that game, but I never played it.
It was very good. And the remaster, whatever that they did,
yeah,
was also very good and a lot harder.
Remakes before they were, like, a trendy thing.
Yeah, right? Like, that came out and everybody lost their minds. We were like, holy shit, we got a 2D fighting game and it turned into a full 3D fighting game. Shit was hype.
What year do you think that was when you got Chain of Memories?
It was year of release, so I can check real quick.
To the Googles.
To the Googles. Oh, we should get, like, a Google sponsorship or something.
Yeah, right.
I mean, hell, we referenced it enough.
It's just like, hey, Google, sponsor us. Coming to you from the Infinity Games Podcast, own a Google Home and listen to us on your Google Home.
That'd be sweet, actually. Could you imagine?
Google, play the newest episode of Infinity Games Podcast. Infinity Games Podcast.
That'd be so sweet. I'd cry.
Hey, like, hey, if you listen to us on your Google Home, fucking record that shit or something, send it to us.
Yeah, give us the hookup.
Like, live stream yourself listening to a podcast.
That'd be pretty awesome. Okay, anyways, back on topic. Right. So, Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories came out December 7th, 2004. So literally 2.5 weeks before Christmas it came out, and I got it that year, so I was 10.
Nice. So that would have been full price, too. Way to go, indeed. Mom and Dad.
Like I said, spoiled rotten.
So, okay, that's pretty close to my first one, because I think, and I'll never remember, I think it was actually 05,
mm-hmm.
which, easy for us to remember, we would have been in, like, fifth grade. So, oh no, we would have been in sixth grade at Christmas. So maybe it was 04. I got Super Mario Bros. 3 Advanced on the Game Boy Advance.
So pretty.
Oh yeah. So until that point, I think the only Mario game I'd ever played was the original one on the NES. So I had no clue that Mario games got better. Like, as bad as that sounds, like, maybe I'd seen Super Mario World at one point, like, never played it, but I'd seen it.
Awesome.
But, like, Mario 3, I played the shit out of that game. And, you know, I never could beat it.
No?
No, dude, I beat it, like, a decade later.
Damn.
Like, I still got my save file. And, like, I was loaded. I was like, well, I don't know what to do. So I just kept getting lives on, like, that seventh world. We found that when we were playing Mario 3 on the NES at your place in the seventh world where you can just, like, keep going through that level with all the coins.
That was awesome. We farmed so many
lives.
Right. And then I lost them all for
us. So fucking I did that because I played through the game, like, fucking six times or something and I could never get through the eighth world.
Eighth world is hell.
Yeah, man. Literally.
Like, actually.
With a heart around it.
Indeed.
But no, so Mario 3 was, like, my introduction to good Mario games. Flame Wars.
God mode turn on. I think they're fucking hacking.
That was my phone. Hold on.
Lol. That was also Jukebox's phone.
Okay, so third gen Pokemon's out, and my mom hatched a Slakoth out of her 10K, which is just absolute shit.
Fuck Slakoth. Fuck third gen.
I like third gen.
I hate third gen.
I know, we've been over this.
7.8, too much water!
I have a feeling that's going to be, like, all the reviews on Pokemon Go now.
Indeed.
Just trolls be like, oh, third gen's out. Too much water. Nothing to do with the game.
I'm not even fucking kidding. I literally saw a thing pop up on Facebook. And it was like, here are all the new water Pokemon you can get in Pokemon Go. And I was like, holy fuck, here we go. I am not kidding.
I believe it.
I just put my forehead in my palm and just shook my head. It's like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else is really stupid?
What's that?
You hatch Ralts from a 10K egg. They're treating it like a rare Pokemon.
That's actually stupid. Granted,
it's like actual horseshit.
In the original Ruby and Sapphire, Ralts is really hard to find.
I mean, he's in like one area, but you do like three encounters and you find one.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
I don't know. It took me a long ass time.
Maybe you just got like really unlucky.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because I know in Oras, They made her a lot easier to find. But when I played through original Ruby and Sapphire, it took me like a solid like fucking 40 minutes.
Damn.
To find that little bitch. It was terrible.
I don't know. I remember catching one in Ruby like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got Mario Bros. 3 for Christmas 1 year and it was like the greatest game in the world. What's your second story?
My second story.
Bom, bom. Bom, bom. Bom, bom. Dun, 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 dun.
My second story is about the time I got a GameCube for Christmas.
Hot shit.
Yeah, so the way it worked was, like, we had, like, me and my younger brother had no idea what was happening. Like, usually mom and dad are, like, really on, we're always, like, really on point. It's like, they'd be like, what do you want for Christmas? And we'd be like, we want this. And then, like, we'd actually get it.
Nice.
Like, they were really on point about getting us stuff we wanted, which was fucking awesome. And we did not deserve it half the time. So, the one time that we just had no idea was when they got us a GameCube. And that was also, spoiler alert, Santa doesn't come for me in Jukebox anymore.
Yeah, we're on the naughty list.
We're on the very naughty list. I was going to say, like, we're on the naughty list that he brings, like, some very questionable things to our play, to our homes. Anyways,
bow, bow.
Santa's very aggressive. Moving on. So, I'm trying to remember exactly how the day went. It was, what was it?
Snowy as fuck because we're in Canada.
I mean, yeah, probably, but bleh. Oh, I have one more, like, small story. It's not video games, but it's funny, so I'll tell it right after. But, so we went up for Christmas, and we always woke up really early. And again, mom and dad just champed that shit out. Because dad was already used to waking up at, like, 5:30 in the morning every day to go to work. So it was no skin off his ass to just get up earlier for Christmas.
Right.
So he'd get up early, and then mom would just get up early. My mic will not stay in place, so if I sound really fucky at times, I apologize.
I'll work with it.
Okay. But, so, like, we got up, we did, like, normal Christmas, did our stockings, you know, got cool shit and stuff that we asked for and all that. And then, I think we went to, like, grab breakfast, and then we walked back out, and there were footprints, like, cut-out footprints leading downstairs.
Interesting.
And we were like, okay, so we followed them, and then, I don't know if you remember, but that, like, old white cabinet that we used to have that we propped the TV on in what turned into my room later on?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
So we went downstairs, and sure enough, there was just a GameCube chilling in there. All plugged in and with controllers and everything. And my brother and I each got a game. I can't remember what one they got for him, but I got Yu-Gi-Oh! The Falsebound Kingdom.
Nice.
Which is such a weird Yu-Gi-Oh! Game. Like, if anybody hasn't heard or seen that game, just look up a quick YouTube video of it, and you're gonna, like, be like, what in the ever-living fuck am I watching? It was like, you had to, like, each character had three monsters, and you had to march your monsters across a playing field to, like, capture enemy bases and shit, and then you won when you captured all the bases and or the boss base. Wow. And it was really strange.
That's
so,
actually,
like,
pretty fucking weird. It's almost as weird as those stupid Game Boy games.
Right? But, like, it was fun, and it was still really good, but it was just so different. So, like, you'd go walking around, and you'd, like, head to a base, and then you could, like, have enemies or your allies stay in the base to defend it. So you get to the base, and let's say you're playing as Yugi, so, like, by the end of the game, you have, like, Dark Magician, Buster Blader, and probably Dark Magician Girl as your three-man team.
Nice.
Right? But, like, for example, Yugi starts out with, I think, the Celtic Guardian, Karibo, and... Oh, fuck. Who was it?
The Beaver?
It might have been Beaver Warrior, yeah. Like, actually.
Or Silver Fang?
It was one of those, honestly. I'm pretty sure it was one of those. So then, anyway, so then if you got into a fight, it'd be your three monster team versus the enemy's three monster team, and... and then you just throw down, right? And it was like you had so many stars for each monster, and I'm pretty sure the amount of stars you got was equivalent to the monster's level. So, like, Karibo only got one attack before the battle was over, but, like, Celtic Guardian got four. And then each monster just has, like, a basic attack, okay. And some monsters have special attacks. And, like, the special attacks take up more than one star, whereas the basic attacks only take one.
It's and fucking like weird.
Yeah, and certain monsters had combo attacks. Like, if you had the Dark Magician and the Dark Magician Girl, you could do, like, Dark Burning Magic, and it costed, like, three stars from each of them, but it did stupid massive damage.
You know, this sounds like some bullshit they'd have in the anime.
Honestly, you should just, like, look up a quick video once we're done recording, and you'll actually... Then you can come into the next podcast and be like, Calyrex was talking about some fucked up shit. It actually looks kind of awesome. Because I actually had a ton of fun with it. It was actually a good time.
I mean, I imagine. I mean, you're also, you know, smaller at that point.
Way oh, I even recently watched a guy speed run the game.
Really?
And, like, I was still like, oh yeah, this would be fun.
Okay, I'll look into it. Because, you know, dude, that game's probably, like, $10 at all the video game stores.
Yeah, probably.
Watches, it's, like, 90, and it's, like, this hidden gem.
I'd count it as a hidden gem, honestly.
Okay, but I can dig that.
But, yeah,
I'll be on the lookout for it.
That was, like, my really hype Christmas story.
Did you have, like, a Nintendo 64 moment?
Nintendo 64! Yes! No, I was... Yes! Yes! I hate that video.
Oh, God. That video's funny, because the little girl, it's like she's just, like, following along with the, like, guy.
Yeah, she just follows along with her older brother.
It's like, she doesn't know, he's screaming, she let's scream understand. Too!
Yeah. No, I was more just like, holy shit, we have a GameCube. Because, like, I don't even recall us asking for a GameCube.
Right.
Because I never thought to ask for video game consoles or systems.
Right.
Like, ever. And then, sorry, scratch that. I do have one more Christmas story for after your next one.
Oh, my God.
it's very short, though.
Okay.
So,
you didn't ask for consoles.
Yeah, we didn't ask for consoles. Yeah, right? So, like, I never felt like it was an okay thing to do. I always found consoles to be, like, if mom and dad get us one, or they are like, let's go get one, praise Jesus.
Hold on, dude. Did I tell you I got to play a Switch?
You did tell me you got to play a Switch.
Oh, it was fucking glorious.
Right, it was the same thing when I played one.
When did you play one?
Buddy brought his up to camp.
Oh, nice.
So I played a level in Mario Kart 8 cool. While we were waiting for the plane, and then on the plane ride home that rotation, we two-player Mario and Rabbids.
Oh man, you didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
No, for me, I was at West Ed, and. Mm-hmm. Probably like 3 days before, I saw on the Nintendo Twitter, they're like, hey, we're setting up these giant, I don't know how to call it, like a showroom floor type thing at these malls.
Yeah.
Come check it out, you know, get your picture with Mario or whatever, play the Switch, buy a Switch, whatever. But everything was listed for the States. It was only in the States. Sure as shit, they had two in Canada, one at West Ed and one in Ontario. And it was kind of funny because West Ed got Luigi and Ontario got Mario.
Oh, fuck.
But, I mean, we assumed the lineups were going to be fucking mad for that because, you know, 2 weeks before Christmas, the mall's already mad and all these kids are going to want to play it. We actually ended up in London Drugs, which most people never think of when they think of, like, electronics or video games or music or anything, but they have that shit. And there was totally a kiosk set up in the store with demos for, like, all the big games. So, like, I played Mario Odyssey and a little bit of Pokemon or Pokken Tournament.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there was no one there. There was, like, one kid I had to wait for, and it was hilarious because I'm just kind of, like, standing there looking at the video cards waiting for, like, 10 minutes, and this kid's dad comes up, and he literally has to, like, push and drag the kid away from the Switch.
Damn.
And the kid's just practically ignoring him, like, completely. It's just, like, his shoves mean nothing. The words he's saying is nothing. He's like, look, I got a moon!
I hope to God if that dad got that kid a Switch for Christmas, rip you, Dad.
Yeah, probably. Fuck, hit me with the short story, man. Because I thought you had two of them.
Yes, so the one is actually video game related, so I'll tell it after your next one. This one's, honestly, it was just a funny story. We got bikes for Christmas 1 year. And, like, so just bear with me. Like, okay. I swear, like, this story will be done in, like, a minute and a half. And it kind of worked the same as when we got the GameCube. It was like, we did all the normal presents, and then Mom and Dad were like, oh, what's that in the tree? And there was a letter in the tree.
Okay.
And, like, in an envelope, and we took it out, and it said, from Santa, check the deck. So we were like, oh, hype. And we run out to check the deck. So, now, quick background story. The deck that surrounds my parents' house, my dad built. He built it all by hand. And it's fucking amazing. Like, he did a stupid awesome job on it. So, he was still in the process of finishing it. We didn't have guardrails yet. Like, we didn't have handrails or anything.
I remember so it was just shit.
Yeah, so we just, like, you walk out the door to the deck, and then there's the deck, and then it's just, like, 4 feet, like, 3 or 4 feet straight down to the fucking grass. So, Mom and Dad, for some reason, thought putting the bikes on the very edge of the deck was a good idea.
Oh, God, did you fucking knock them off?
No, I don't know, I wanted to, but, So we were like, holy fuck, we got new bikes. Like, it was super hype because, like, my younger brother didn't have a bike, and my bike was absurdly small. Because I think I was 11 or 12 when this happened.
Okay.
And, like, my bike was made for, like, a 7-year-old. So I needed a new bike. So they're like, come on, let's get pictures. So, like, I get on the bike, I get pictures, and then my younger brother goes to hop on the bike, and for some stupid fucking reason, kicks the kickstand up, and then goes to, like, balance, because he didn't realize that he kicked the kickstand up, and he falls right off the deck. And the bike comes right on top of him. Mom and Dad are like, holy shit! Like... And I'm just dying laughing.
Oh, God, why?
Right? I'm like, oh, my God, that's so funny. And they're like, shut up. Like, they go to, like, check on him and everything. Oh, it was so funny. So that's my, like, super quick, memorable Christmas story.
Oh, God.
So hit me with the second one, and then I'll finish this off with my other short one.
Okay, mine's actually pretty short, but, you know, I want to say it was probably, like, 2009-ish or something. Okay. My parents got me the Wi-Fi dongle for the Wii because we didn't have a wireless router. So pretty much you plug it in through USB and then you run your internet through that and it wirelessly connects to your Wii.
Yeah, I remember that bitch.
Yeah, that was a pain to connect. But when I got it, you know those, like, Russian Marishka dolls or, like, the Dutch dolls or whatever they are, where it's, like, a little wooden doll and a doll inside a doll inside a doll inside a doll, and by the time you get to the end, it's, like, a little peanut with a face?
Yep. Matryoshka dolls.
Yeah. So, they did that with boxes.
Oh!
So, like, it started with a big box, like packing boxes and stuff, and it kept going, and then it reached this like holiday ass box, and then there was like four more inside of it, and then in the very last tiny box, it was literally just like the dongle, the instruction paper, and the cable.
Yeah.
And goddamn, that was like the most difficult fucking thing ever. And you know, like to this day, I get like a box, like something is wrapped and it's in a box, and I just immediately start sweating. I'm like, oh fuck, not again. I don't want to spend half an hour opening this shit up.
That's funny.
I think that's the same year that I went on like a little scavenger hunt to find a beanbag chair.
And did he find one?
Yeah, I did.
Indeed.
I mean, that was my little story. I just have like fucking PTSD over boxes now. Boxception.
Like, instead of PTSD for like Medusa heads or something logical, it's boxes.
Yeah. Anyways, hit me with your last one.
Jukebox can't play Metal Gear because he can't hide inside boxes because the fear makes him throw up.
No, I'm getting over that. The
The
discovery noise is my ringtone.
Oh, perfect. So anyways, last little story I have is, again, like, mom and dad were terrible for, like, hiding shit. Dad thought it was funny. It thought it was more fun than if we just, like, opened up a random present and just lost our fucking minds.
Okay.
So,
I mean, it is kind of fun.
Yeah, so when we were getting the basement renovated, they had to redo some of, like, the heating and everything, and they had to, like, reroute a couple of vents and stuff. So one of the vents in the basement hadn't been put in yet, but they had cut the hole for it and everything.
Okay.
So we did presents and everything, and then we went downstairs, and we were all watching, like, TV and like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and shit like this. And Dad's like, oh, what's that, right? Like, a complete idiot. Like, I still think he's just dumb. Instead of, just wrap it up. Like, just wrap the super awesome shit in a fucking, like, just put it in a goddamn Christmas present. Let us rip that shit open totally unaware and shit our pants. Right?
Right.
So he's like, oh, what's that? And, like, we're like, what? And he's like, that up there. And we look up. And we can kind of see, like, the corner of the boxes. And we were like, oh my god, what are those? And, like, Dad gets up and he, like, reaches in, he pulls them out. And they got us Nintendo DSs for Christmas.
Oh, hot shit.
Yeah.
So, oh, you mean the original silver one?
The original silver ones.
I goddamn, like, remember that. And I remember both of them being, like, broken, snapped in half, pretty much.
No, 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 no. My brothers got completely fucking destroyed. I was genuinely sad when I lost mine.
Yeah, but it was the hinges that broke first, right?
Well, my hinges started to go, but mine still worked perfectly fine, and then it just disappeared.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I was really fucked up about it because, like, I liked playing Game Boy games on them, right? Because I could play, like, my old, like, Mega Man Battle Network games and everything.
Right.
And a big thing about the Battle Network series is everything's on, like, a 45-degree angle. So if you need to run
isometric view.
Yeah, so if you need to run straight up, you need to hold, like, up and right.
Yeah.
It messes with you. And I hated playing it on the DS Lites because the joypad just didn't register that movement as well.
Oh, you mean the D-pad?
Yeah, the D-pad, sorry.
Yeah.
So, the D-pad on the DS Lite, for some reason, just didn't register diagonal, like, holding two buttons at the same time. Fuck. So I had a hell of a time playing, like, any Game Boy Advanced games that required that kind of movement, and it really killed the DS Lite for me, because brother... Sorry, go ahead.
Like, I'm not surprised at all with the DS Lite that the D-pad's kind of fucked up, because I tried to play... Super Mario Super Circuit, like Mario Kart on the Game Boy, on my DS Lite, and the fucking L and R buttons break all the goddamn time on those things, so mine barely register, so I can't drift worth shit playing that.
Yeah, I honestly, the DS Lites were hot pieces of fucking garbage.
They just looked pretty.
They looked pretty compared
to the original.
Yeah, they looked pretty, but they were trash. Honestly, I to this day, I think the best looking DS was the original one. I think it looked fucking sharp.
I think it looks like my portable DVD player.
I love it.
like it legit actually does. It's just way smaller.
But yeah, so my younger brother broke his DS because he's a fucking rage monster when it comes to video games. And then mine started to get worn out, and mom and dad were like, do you want us to get it? Like, we can get you a new one for your birthday or something. And I was like, no, it's fine. I like mine. Cause they got a Nintendo, DS Lite for his birthday or whatever. And they were like, if you want one, we'll get you one. Right. And I was like, no, I prefer this one. And then, what's the DS's life cycle like? Like, what all came out?
DS Lite, DS Lite XL.
And then the 3DS, right?
Yeah. Well, there's the DSi somewhere in there between, like, the Lite and the XL.
Yeah, the DSi. So,
there's DSi XL.
Yeah, I went from the DS to the DSi XL. That's how long I had
that shit.
That's how long I had my DS. The DS came out in 2004. So I got my Nintendo DS the same Christmas I got Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories. And I played Chain of Memories on my Game Boy Advance instead of on the DS. It was weird. So when did the DSi XL come out? Hang on.
Google.
We're doing 5 years later. I had my DS for 5 years.
Yeah, and then those things usually don't even last that long.
And it just disappeared. Like, I'm not kidding. I woke up and it was gone one day.
Someone probably stole it, man.
I don't know, because I didn't hang out with anybody that would have stole something like that. Plus, it was nearly dead. It was pretty well dead. Like, it had maybe another couple of months, and it would have just, like, it would have snapped clean apart. But, anyway, so that was another hype Christmas, was we got Nintendo DSs for Christmas, and it was super awesome.
Fuck. You know, it's kind of funny. I didn't ask for consoles. I ask for consoles now with zero expectation of getting them. They're just like, what do you want? And I'm like,
Switch. A Switch?
Oh, dude, I actually went to Walmart yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were overflowing with Switches, and I could not believe they had that much stock right before Christmas.
They had SNES Classics at Walmart yesterday.
For real?
Yep.
God damn, how much were they? Did you see the price tag?
I have no idea. No, I didn't see them personally. I saw somebody posted on the Swap and Buy on Facebook, and they were like, in search of a SNES Classic, and somebody sent in a picture, and they had, and there were three of them at Walmart. Huh. And they commented, these were at Walmart just yesterday.
Oh, just yesterday means they were in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, someone means does you know walked better. In. You walked in 4 minutes before they all disappeared. Anyways,
yeah.
Yeah, I was still surprised. I was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah. And but, dude, they totally released Xenoblade 2 like under my nose.
Oh yeah, me too. It like came out, and I was like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah. I feel like I should have known.
Yeah, jukebox, jeez.
Oh, God. Rip me.
But yeah, so those are my Christmas stories.
Tell us yours. And if you want to hear more of our stupid voices, be sure to subscribe on whatever you're listening to us on. Or, you know, iTunes.
Yeah.
Jazz hands. Shit you can't see.
For now. Right,
I'm Jukebox Hero.
And I'm Kelrick's King.
And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays and a Happy Hanukkah and a Happy Kwanzaa and a Happy New Year. And the next episode will be releasing on New Year's Day. Yep.
New Year's Dur.
Dur-ka-dur. No, we're doing our year in review. So look forward to that.
Much hype.
Okay.
Quick closing statement.
What's that?
It's Christmas, bitches. Bye.
Bye.